It's a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Interesting discussion today about an expansion at Brewery Omegang, and it even included an off-air remark that some people are discovering Cooperstown's Baseball Hall of Fame because of the brewery.
I know that sounds hard to believe, Dave, for a fan like you, but there you have it. This year, we're putting out a new magazine for tourists, Summer Dreams, that we also insert in our newspapers. And the cover story in this week's edition reports on a just-finished $2 million expansion of Brewery Omegang. As you know, Omegang's an amazing place. It specializes in Belgian beer, a tradition that goes back to the 12th century. The original four beers, are a little heavy for some people's taste, but a lot of people love them. And lately, they've introduced an IPA that's very nice. As a beer maker, Omegang's been very successful. It won gold medals at the World Beer Cup. And Phil Leinhardt, the brewmeister, at one point was named the best brewer in the world for a mid-sized brewery. But it's become more than just a beer manufacturer, out of necessity, really. On the 20th anniversary last year, we introduced the two founders, a couple, Don Feinberg and Wendy Littlefield. Wendy told me that when she and Don started the beer distributorship, a beer distributorship in 1980, there were only 67 breweries in the country, in the whole country. When Omegang was founded in 1997, there were 1,000. As of 2017, there were 5,400, with another 1,600 licenses pending. In the past couple of years, the conversation has been shifting. It's not how many more breweries will be founded, but when some will begin falling by the wayside. Brewery Omegang's size also has to think about continuing revenue growth year to year. So for a while, Omegang has been developing a concert venue. They've hosted Norah Jones, the Abbott Brothers, Elvis Costello, Bonnie Raitt, and many others. The former president, Simon Thorpe, told me Omegang had become the largest concert venue between Albany, Binghamton, and Syracuse, and thousands of people attend. A new young president, Doug Campbell, arrived a couple of years ago, and he's looking at expanding beer sales, concerts, and visitation. And as you remember, David, we talked about the Finger Lakes of beer a couple of years ago. Since, incrementally, that's been happening. In any event, Omegang has now doubled the size of its cafe, it's doubled the size of its gift shop, and added a beer cellar, which sells six packs retail. And it's added a 4,000-square-foot covered patio, so there's plenty of outside seating. And 2 years ago, it hosted 40,000 visitors. Last year, 50,000. And I've heard the number 80,000 this year. A few years ago, and I know you find this hard to believe, people would visit the Hall of Fame and discover Omegang. And now that's turned about. People attend an Omegang concert and then, believe it or not, discover the Hall and Otsego Lake and all the other good things we have around here.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, on allotsego.com, where you can go to read this and other stories, and also hear us online at wamc.org. And just as a fair disclosure, of course, Brewery Omegang is an underwriter of WAMC, but I knew about the Baseball Hall of Fame first. Thanks, Jim.
Okay, sir.